Hour number two, and we're still trying to connect with Yoshi in China. Very difficult, especially if they don't want him to become connected on this day after the 7th year anniversary of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear catastrophe, an extinction-level event which continues to further degrade and destroy the entire ecosphere of the Northern Pacific Ocean. And it will spread. They found cesium-135, 134 in all the world's oceans now. So it is spreading worldwide. We hope to have Yoshi on next hour. But in the meantime, we've got David John Oates, who is stepping up here an hour early. Hello, David. Welcome.
Hey, Jeff. How are you this evening, sir?
Busy, busy, as always. Just crazy.
I understand busy. I'm the same way. Flat,
yeah.
Flat out here, as we say in Australia.
Yeah. Right. 7 years ago, David, Fukushima. Seven years. And it has done everything that we said it would do. And Yoshi has been with me for 7 years now. Dana Durnford, I've got him up at the top. We have a Fukushima special section at the top of the homepage, and I hope you'll read those stories, look at the videos, and understand that what's going on here is being completely withheld from you, except on this station and this site. All right. So how has the week been for speech reversals?
Oh, we have a few little goodies for you tonight. I thought, at the risk of making some enemies, I thought I might start off with the late Billy Graham, seeing he just passed away.
Yeah, I know that's very appropriate. Billy Graham was a very well-informed man. His friendship with Richard Nixon and other presidents, but especially Nixon, took him into the inner sanctum, the inner workings of the mentality of the presidency of this country. And Billy knew a lot. He really did. He was a very bright man, and I don't need to be a Christian to respect intelligence when I see it. You may not agree with his politics, but he knew a lot. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. You introduced him very, very well. I'm almost not going to play the first reversal.
All right.
Here we go. Here's reversal number one.
Many of our young people are spiritually dead and surfeited with the issues of our hour that we're living in history, surfeited with the pleasures of the world.
And here he says, I was a shit.
I was a shit. I was a shit.
Oh, he's talking about himself as a kid.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair
he's
enough.
Talking about young people, and they're surfeited, that means overdosed, with all these pleasures of the world, carnal pleasures. And he's talking about himself. He's remembering back. He said, yeah, I was a real little punk.
Okay. All right. I don't know anything about Billy Graham's childhood. So, okay.
I mean, I'll bet that's what it is. I don't know his childhood, but I'll bet that's what it is.
All right. Okay. All right. We'll try the next one.
Good one.
And a counselor is standing by now to answer your questions and to help you to make that commitment to Christ or to talk to you about whatever problems you may have in your life.
Now, I should tell people here, I don't find these reversals, so don't blame me. This one says, God damn it, be quiet.
God damn it, raise my head. God damn it, raise my head.
Oh, that's funny.
God damn it, raise my head.
Play the forwards again. Let's see what he's telling himself to shut up. Let's see what he's talking about forward.
This is shades of Hillary Clinton, isn't it? We had the same reversal on her. So here we go.
And a counselor is standing by now to answer your questions and to help you to make that commitment to Christ or to talk to you about whatever problems you may have in your life.
The goddammit, be quiet.
That's funny.
Raise my head. Goddammit, raise my head.
I don't know what to tell you.
Goddammit, raise my head.
And then we got this next one.
For the Spirit searches all things, the deep things of God.
Okay, now this one is either God doesn't yet feed them or God doesn't yet heed them. I hear feed, Jeff hears heed, so I'll let you determine. Here we go. God doesn't yet feed them or God doesn't yet heed them. Here we go.
God doesn't yet heed them. God doesn't yet heed them.
I'm hearing feed.
It's an F.
Yeah, I'm hearing a feed.
It's
I'm
feed. Hearing it. Yeah.
Which is totally contradictory to his whole message. God does feed.
Yes.
And yet you're saying God doesn't yet feed. So here's the fours again.
For the Spirit searches all things, the deep things of God.
And God doesn't yet feed
What do you think? Maybe he's saying that because people haven't measured up yet.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know.
Maybe they're not worthy of it yet. I don't know. That's an interesting. I told you he's a very interesting man. Very intelligent man.
All right, let's keep going.
If you have a doubt of your relationship to God tonight, you make sure. Or you might be like that priest. You may be in the church, but not sure of your relationship to God.
And this one says, God is business.
That's organized religion, boy. Big business.
Certainly is. And here we've got the next one.
Or you might be like that priest. You may be in the church, but not sure of your relationship to God.
And he says, I'll get business.
He's very confident. Yes. Yeah.
And then we got this one about business.
Tonight you're going to have an opportunity to receive Christ into your heart and to make sure of your relationship with him.
This one says, make the business yellow.
Make the business yellow. Make the business yellow.
Make
the business yellow. Now, Jeff actually looked up yellow. What did you come up with, Jeff? Yellow, make the business yellow. What did you come up with yellow? You don't remember, do you? No, we were talking about it this afternoon, but what the yellow journalism was the propaganda is what he came up with. So I don't know. And then we've got this one here.
And then the Holy Spirit can be resisted. Ye do always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do ye.
This one said, there's a war within.
There's a war within. There's a war within.
That's not the very clear reversal, that one. I'm actually hearing there's a war with ye.
There's a war within.
Yeah.
There's a war within.
There's a war with thee.
There's a war within.
It ends on a vowel.
Yeah, thee. There's a war with thee.
There's a war with thee.
Yes.
There's a war with thee.
Right.
There's a war with thee.
Well, that's consistent with his message. We have a war in Tyler. We're fighting principalities and power. So that's consistent with his message. And I was a little bit concerned when I found all these reversals. All right, so that's Billy Graham. I've got one other one, Billy Graham. We'll play this one. Here we go.
You come quickly. You may be in the choir. God has spoken to you. You get up and come.
And this says, mark in pedigree.
Mark in pedigree.
Mark in pedigree. Mark in pedigree.
Marked in. There's an ED on marked. Marked in pedigree.
Marked in pedigree.
Mark in pedigree.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Martin Hedigby.
Yeah, it's ED.
Martin Hedigby.
Well, I don't know. We are sinners seeking Christ. Mark is a scar on the psyche.
Remember what I said about that early reversal? The first one, I think? About his talking about his childhood?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Do you want me?
No, it's okay. Franklin Graham, this is funny, it's not Billy. The son of Billy Graham, Franklin, is called the hell-raising evangelist son, CBS News.
Oh, right.
When you grow up as a preacher's boy, you have to learn to take care of yourself, he said. And so he was a tough little hellion.
Huh.
Billy may have had to be tough, too.
I grew up a teacher's boy. A preacher's boy.
Did you?
Yeah, my dad's a minister. You didn't know that?
I do think you've told me that long ago.
Yeah, he's still around. 88 now.
Very good. Oh, good. Very good.
I'm a preacher's kid.
Well, that's why you're so damn nice. I got it.
I'll pay you afterwards.
No problem.
Okay, here's Alec Jones interviewing Steve Pieczenik. I'm sure I pronounced that wrong.
That's close enough.
Okay, here we go.
Episode where 150 hostages were taken hostage in three different buildings. The FBI nested us so badly that I was brought in. I was sworn in by the prosecutor, Earl Silver. I took it over, and then I said to the FBI, you had a bad behavioral profile. You didn't know what you're doing. You
was talking about war with Israel and Lebanon, and backwards, I paid the debt.
I paid the debt.
I paid the debt.
Whatever that means.
I paid debt.
The debt, yeah.
I don't hear the in there. That's a hard one.
I just hear I paid debt.
I paid the debt.
I hear it. The,
I paid the debt.
Yeah, there's just a syllable there.
I paid the debt.
Yeah. Anyway, doesn't matter. All right. Here we have Anderson Cooper interviewing a school shooting survivor.
Garrett, oh, this is great journalism ahead. Uh-huh.
Do you really change as possible in terms of, I mean, for what the kind of change you want?
Mary says, with Hillary.
With Hillary.
With Hillary. With Hillary.
She just seems to pop into reversals every now and then, that lady. I don't know what she's doing.
Well, he's a left-wing Hillary camp follower. He's all perfect. Homosexual, left, sure. Sure.
Okay.
She would be in his consciousness or in subconsciousness, and that wouldn't surprise me.
All right. Here we have Steve Pieczenik saying
Pieczenik.
Thank you. There'll be war with Israel and Lebanon. Is it forward?
This could get really, really bad
it's
fast.
It's going to get nasty, and it's not only going to get nasty, it has no legitimacy on our part. We have no national security interest.
Aaron says, I am digging it.
I am digging it. I am digging it.
He's enjoying the story.
I am digging it.
He's enjoying the story, the journalism of it all.
Or so maybe he's enjoying the tension between, maybe he likes war. Maybe he's enjoying the tension between Israel and Lebanon.
Yeah, that could very well be so. Yep.
Hard to know.
I don't know. Here's the next one.
Once again, that incompetent young man from the White House, Jared Kushner, went over to Saudi Arabia, talked to another incompetent young man named Mohammed bin Salman, who's never been in the army.
And he says, the hell with him.
The hell with him.
The hell with him.
Yeah, yeah, he doesn't like any. They're all garbage in his view. He's right.
Yeah, now that's consistent. There's nothing.
Mohammed bin Salman, otherwise known as MBS, is going to be king very soon now. He's the great big guy, big fellow, who was in all likelihood in Las Vegas on October 1st and the target of that attempted assassination. He was in the Tropicana, and there is video of him being escorted out of the Tropicana. He's shaved his beard off. He's dressed like a kind of a slob American. And it's him. Same exact hairline. It's got a receding hairline. It's him. There was an effort to kill him. It didn't work. His fellow crown prince, not crown prince, not anymore, Waleed bin Talal, was possibly involved with it. It was a very heavy-duty international assassination attempt that went awry, and all those people died, apparently to cover it up.
Wow. Okay, well, maybe that's what this reversal is all about. This is the next one.
The Harari family was always beholden to Saudi Arabia, so the young prince called him back to Saudi Arabia because Harari has a Lebanese passport and a Saudi passport.
He says, they bury us.
They bury us.
They bury us.
Talking about who?
They bury us.
Who's burying us? See, that's not sure who he's talking about.
Well, just the most important thing about all these reversals so far, for all of you out there who are honest skeptics, and you're always welcome, every single syllable has been there.
Oh, yeah.
There is absolutely no chance of any coincidence. Zero. So if you need any proof, count the syllables. They're all there. They're in sequence. In many cases, they're relating directly to forward speech. You just can't discount this. You can't. It's just not doable, not if you're honest and honorable. Go ahead.
Here's Justin Trudeau defend bringing ISIS fighters into Canada. Yeah? Is it forward?
When will the Prime Minister take the security of Canadians seriously and look for ways to put these ISIS fighters in jail?
Honorable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, the Conservative Party learned nothing from the last election and the lessons Canadians taught them. They ran an election on snitch lines against Muslims. They ran an election on Islamophobia and division. And still, they play the same games trying to scare Canadians.
Don't know what this reversal means. You fund your leader.
You fund your leader.
Huh.
You fund your leader. You fund your leader.
You nice. Fund your leader?
Yeah, fund, F-U-N-D.
Yeah. I don't know, that's weird. He is one of the biggest pieces of crap on the face of the earth, Trudeau. You heard his own people, I hate him. He may be the son of Fidel Castro, by the way.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Yes. There's some strong evidence to suggest that his mother, very much estranged from his father, Pierre, was visiting Fidel in Cuba, and there's an interesting resemblance between the two. And there are more than a few people saying that, by the way.
You bothered? Huh. All right, here we have Netanyahu talking to Trump.
Mr. President, Donald, Melania, Sarah and I want to thank you for your extraordinary friendship and hospitality.
Oh, backwards it says, bring all the blood.
Bring all the blood. Bring all the blood.
Gee whiz.
Listen to how he says it. Now, with the background of Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu about to be indicted, or appears to be indicted, but never count this guy out. He's got too many markers. He's like the Clintons. He can call in too many favors. He's got too much on too many people. Will they indict him? I don't know. But what is the one sure way to make certain he remains in office? War.
War.
Bring on the blood.
I'll be bothered. Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. Here, let's play the reverse again. Bring all the blood.
Bring all the blood.
Wow.
Bring all the blood.
Yeah, you're right.
Bring all the blood.
It might be bring on the blood. It's close in there, but he's talking about war. That's how he's going to save himself. See, when he was with the Trumps, this guy is in the deepest political trouble. And he came over here basically to call in markers and to photo op it up with the Donald. And he did just that, got commitments. And I'm telling you, he is thinking ahead. The only way he might be able to maintain his position as the leader of the government is through a major war, and Lebanon would be an easy target to go after.
Yeah, well, this next reversal probably helps validate that. Here's the next one on Netanyahu.
Mr. President, I've been here for nearly four decades.
He said, snake had no feeling.
Snake had no feeling.
Oh!
Snake had no feeling.
He's describing himself.
Snake had no feeling.
No, they're sociopaths, all of them. Sure they are. Absolutely. Describing himself to a T.
Yep. Bring all the blood. Snake had no feeling. Well, look, I've got a lot of reversals to get through tonight. Let me just skip some and go straight to Trump, and then we'll go back and pick up the rest after.
All right. We'll go through the bottom of the hour here, make sure we get them all in.
All right. We're talking about the Trump calls Chuck Todd, an SOB. Who's Chuck Todd? I don't know.
Chucky Todd is a little left-wing Bolshevik liberal, an NBC newsman who hosts Meet the Press on Sunday mornings. He's a bleeding, ferocious left-winger.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. So here was the forwards.
I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
And he says he'll be behind worship.
Yeah, behind worship.
Huh.
Yeah, behind worship.
What does he mean by that?
Yeah, behind worship.
Play it again. Reverse.
Yeah, what a strange reversal.
I don't, you know what? I'm going to stretch this.
Yeah,
I don't hear the B in behind.
Oh, you don't?
It could be a the. And if it is a the, he'll be the hind, the ass end, worship. It, which would go hand in hand with calling him an SOB. He'll be the hind worship. He'll be the horse's ass. See if you hear that hard. I don't hear that B hard at all for B.
All right, here we go. Play it again.
What
is the?
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, it's the.
It's the, absolutely. Clear as day. Obvious.
He's calling him a horse's ass.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay, and here he is again with Chuck Todd.
I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by...
Oh, it's the same, forwards. I'm announcing a kill silly. Fast.
It's all there, but I don't know what it means.
Oh, he's after him. He's after him.
In other words, he's announcing a defamation, a hit on his character. I'm announcing a kill, silly.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's obvious.
Yeah, so he's smearing him. All right, that's a kill shot. I got it.
Yeah, he's smearing him. Yeah. All right, let's have a look. Trump discusses China.
We're going to go through this, Todd. Thanks. It's okay.
Here we go.
He's the most powerful president in 100 years, you know, person in the 100 years in China. And he treated us tremendously well when I went over there.
And backwards he says, love is an error, senator.
Love is an error, senator.
Love is an error,
senator.
Huh. Love is an error, senator.
Okay.
Who's he talking about forward?
He's talking about the Chinese president, is what he's talking about.
Xi Jinping, okay.
Right, he's Xi, yes. But he's referencing Senator backwards. He's obviously referencing some conversation that he's had with some senator at some stage in the past. Love is an error. See, that could mean anything. I don't think he's referencing the Chinese president. Unless he's saying we shouldn't be trusting them.
I think that's exactly what he's saying.
Okay, let's play it again.
Remember the word inscrutable?
Yes.
That's Chinese. It might fit. I don't think he trusts Xi Jinping, because Xi is they're very clever people. That may fit.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying love is an error, Senator. We shouldn't trust them.
There you go. So, I think that's just another way to say the same thing. I think you're right.
So here's the forwards again.
He's the most powerful president in 100 years, you know, person in the 100 years in China. And he treated us tremendously well when I'm
over there. Yeah, you know what he did? He just appointed himself president for life.
Oh, did he?
Yes. They've just removed all limits to his presidency. He is now Mao Zedong 2.0.
Wow.
I don't think Trump trusts him. He shouldn't.
Love is an error. Senator.
Right.
Yeah.
Love is an error, Senator.
Very clear.
Love is an error, Senator.
Obviously there.
Love is an error, Senator.
Yeah. Very forthright, very correct statement, I think. From an honest geopolitical stance, and that works.
Yep. All right, here he is meeting with Congress to discuss the school shooting.
It doesn't make sense that I have to wait till I'm 21 to get a handgun, but I can get this weapon at 18. I don't know.
And he says, must deal with that.
Must deal with that.
Must deal with that.
Yeah.
Must deal with that.
He's got to deal with the problem of being able to get something at less than 21. That's what he's talking about forwards.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to deal with that. Just make total sense. And here he is again.
In the position
or
of
might take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system, because a lot of times by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court.
This was a very controversial, shocking statement that really angered the gun owners in this country. Take the guns first and then let the courts sort it out. That's not what the Constitution is about. That was a big statement. Big, caused a big problem. He had to back off on it.
Oh, did he? I haven't been around the news for 4 weeks. I have no idea what's going on in the world. You know, he says, now I offer death. Wow.
Well, if you disarm the American public, you're offering them death because they will not be able to sustain themselves. It's very obvious. Maybe that's the illusion.
Yeah, maybe so. Wow. All right. Now we've got the school shooting still.
You have to fix mental illness. If somebody's mentally ill right now, they can go out and they can buy. You can't take it away. It's ridiculous. You got to fix it. And you're going to fix it. I'm sure you're going to fix it. And I like a merger because I think the merger works out better.
Okay, here's a long reversal. It's quite clear from memory. A silly kid, you still want to get naked.
Silly kid, you still want to get naked.
Oh, it's clear.
Silly kid, you still want to get naked. Silly kid, you still want to get naked.
Yeah, I can explain that easily.
Oh, tell me, yes.
Play the first, the forward, please.
Forwards, okay.
You have to fix mental illness. If somebody's mentally ill right now, they can go out and they can buy. You can't take it away. It's ridiculous. You got to fix it.
Okay, that's enough. Look, the guy loves to say what he thinks other people, even adversaries, want to hear. He wants to be liked. He wants to be accepted. So in this particular meeting, he was saying things like, take the guns first and let the courts worry about it later. That's totally unconstitutional. It's totally wrong. Goes against his base. Goes against what most Americans think. Now, in this case, he's talking like an idiot, basically. And the reverse, I think, holds that up. What his statement is, he doesn't believe it. He's just making noise. And so he's talking in reverse. Play it again, the reversal.
Okay. Oh, so he's a silly kid.
That's right.
Yeah, you still want to get naked. He still wants to be accepted.
Of course.
Okay. Silly kid, you still want to get naked. Okay. Okay, got it.
Silly kid, you still want to get naked.
Silly kid, you still want to get naked.
So you listen to the disingenuous. It's disingenuous in his forward speech. Play that again. He's not believing it. He's just making noise. He's talking. He's talking for talking's sake to say things that other people want to hear. Listen to what he says.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
You have to fix mental illness. If somebody's mentally ill right now, they can go out and they can buy. You can't take it away. It's ridiculous. You got to fix it.
And you're stupid statement. Stupid. Full of not idiots, non sequitur. It doesn't make sense. No, he was just making noise.
Okay. All right.
But I think that's what it was, and his subconscious was on him for it.
Okay. All right. And here we have another one on the school shooting.
But you have a black market where they don't even think about registering, or they're not going to be looking at Joe and Pat's bill. They couldn't care less about it. And we have to be very strong on that. I think you can have provisions on that, too. Big penalties. Strong penalties.
See, he's conning. It's a con. He's saying things that he never would have said on the campaign trail. That was another con job. Another disingenuous statement, I think. Let's see what the reverse is.
He says, and I'm a seller. Nuke it.
There you go.
Nuke it. Hang on, play it again. Sorry. And I'm a seller. Nuke it.
And I'm a seller. Nuke it.
Oh, yeah.
He's hustling. I'm a seller. I'm hustling. I'm going to nuke him with this line. And that's what he's doing. He's just BSing. You know what the word is. He's BSing. And he knows it. I'm a seller. Nuke him. Nuke it. Whatever. In other words, he's just laying it out there. He's on stage. He's grandstanding it.
Yep, I can buy that. All right, next one. Trump meets with Swedish Prime Minister.
But at the same time, it is China that is producing about 50% of the steel in the world. So, and European Union, perhaps 10%, and less than that.
Well, that's not Trump. Don't know what they're doing there. Actually, it must be the Swedish Prime Minister. Whirlwind they police.
Or wouldn't they police?
Well, in common metaphor, it particularly comes out in therapy and working with clients. Bruce Rick talks a lot about the whirlwind as being a unifying field that connects us and binds us all together.
Mm-hmm.
And they police, whirlwind they police, he's looking after the earth. He's, I don't know, looking after the earth, anything I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
And here's Trump on the European Union.
Well, the United States has been taken advantage of by other countries, both friendly and not so friendly, for many, many decades.
This one says, snakehead in a minimal, feel their force.
Snakehead in a minimal, feel their force.
It's clear.
Snakehead in a minimal, feel their force.
Huh.
Snakehead in a minimal, feel their force.
Okay, well, he doesn't trust them. That's the snakehead.
In a minimal.
What would he mean by in a minimal? Feel their force makes sense. Feel their power. Snakehead in a minimal. No, I don't know how to interpret that.
Mm-hmm. I don't either.
Nope, snakehead's a European Union. That's obvious. All right, here's Trump with Netanyahu. Let's see if we can get something here.
You say, oh, this is almost as bad as Israel and the Palestinians. You use it like as an example.
He says, disease, ain't it?
Disease, ain't it?
Yeah, like the Palestinians. Disease, ain't it? It's a problem. It's an issue.
Oh, yeah. Sure. It's a disease due to be eradicated soon. And that's what the plan is.
Yep. All right. Here he is again with Netanyahu.
We lost $800 billion a year on trade. Not going to happen. We got to get it back.
And here he says, if I had a gun, there's no reason why they live. Wow.
If I had a gun, there's no reason why they live.
Wow, it's all there. Gee whiz. If I had a gun, there's no reason why they live.
If I had a gun, there's no reason why they live.
Wow.
If I had a gun, there's no reason why they live.
Wow, nice and clear. Okay, he's talking. He's upset. He's angry. He's meeting with Netanyahu. Is he upset with Netanyahu?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay, the Palestinians?
Have to be. It have to. He may well have been referring to them. Play it again. Let's see if we can figure this out.
I want to listen to the thoughts again.
We lost $800 billion a year on trade. Not going to happen. We got to get it back.
Oh, I know. If I had a gun, there's no reason why they live. I'm going to stop all this. Okay, this is a metaphor. If I had a gun, which he does, there's no reason why they live. I'm going to kill these trade deals. You know.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that works.
So he does again. If I had a gun, there's no reason why they live.
If I had a gun, there's no reason why they live.
New sheriff in town. He's going to blow them all away. Got it.
Absolutely. You got it. Yep.
If I had a gun, there's no reason why they live.
I mean, reverse speech can sometimes get so cryptic. I mean, sometimes when I'm interpreting clients' reversals in session, it's like, gee, where is it? You've got to really stretch your head around it, you know. So,
sure.
And here he is with the Netanyahu's again.
Nobody could get past, number one, Jerusalem. They couldn't get past it. We've taken it off the table.
They'd nuke it.
They'd nuke it.
They'd nuke it.
He sounded like the word nuke.
They'd nuke it.
I mean, every show we find him using the word nuke or someone.
He talks like an aggressive high schooler.
Yeah, I know. Yep. All right, so that's all I got on Trump. Here's one right at the end. I'll play this one, then we go back to the main body. This is a woman antagonizes cops to break her window. I don't know where this recording came from, but it's a nice little interlude. Here we go.
The judge.
You have to give me the opportunity.
Are you going
to
open the door or not?
You have to give me... Don't fucking... Look at what they're doing! Look at what they're doing!
I can get anything out of that. The backwards, there's no window. He was in the window.
There's no window!
Well, once again, several things. Once again, the more emotional and traumatic the person is in forward speech, often the more clear the reversal is. That is crystal clear.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No doubt at all. And you're absolutely right. Yeah. Oh, the more emotional the conversation is, the clearer the reversals become. And, you know, sometimes they're clearer than the forwards. You can't hear the forwards because they're shouting, but the reverse just shines out remarkably clear.
Well, first of all, what an idiot cop. It was no reason to knock the window out. A mother in the car with obviously two or three little girl kids. What the hell's wrong with these police? There's no other way to do that but get violent and take your baton and blast the window out, right? The driver's side window. What is this? She didn't want to open the door. She had a right. She had kids. She's protective. Yeah. I don't know. This country is in such trouble.
There's no window. He was in the window.
Yeah, well, he was. He saw him in the window, and then there was no window. Gone.
Yeah. There you go. Let me play that reversal again. See how clear that is. Here we go.
There's no window! There's no window! There's no window!
So you told me that's not there. I mean, it's all there. He was in the window. I mean,
it could not possibly be any more clear. But, David, it's just a coincidence of random sounds. That's all.
Of course it is. I know that. I know. I'm just pulling a con job on everyone.
Oh, man. Gee.
Times I've been accused of that, and I think, gee, it's more work to make this up than it is to find them.
Yeah, know? Oh, that's true. David, the house is on fire. Same thing.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's the same. All right, let's have a look. Where are we going to now? We're done.
About those little kids. Traumatized for life. They'll never trust police. They'll never have respect for authority. Stupid police action. Not necessary.
Crazy stuff. All right, here's a questioner to Trump about guns.
Another thing that has come up from some of the moms, I was a room mother when my kids were in school, and now as a grandmother, I'm talking to a lot of young moms.
Need your gun? Probably just needs guns, I don't know, something simple as that. And here we have another one, same woman, I think.
The reason I carry a concealed firearm everywhere I go is because I don't know where those gun-free zones are. That I may be walking through at the mall or at the donut shop or wherever I might be.
And he says, serve a world order.
Serve a world order.
Serve a world order.
Don't know what he means by that.
Serve a world order.
World order of
well,
guns.
I think it's a generic statement against control. We're all under control. I think it was just a statement about a world order of control, new world order. I'm carrying my gun. It's a protest, basically. It's an independence statement.
All right. Here we have, Naomi's gone to... gone hunting for these reversals. Here we go. Roger Waters of Pink Floyd defending the Palestinians.
Ordinary people standing shoulder to shoulder with other ordinary people who may live 10,000 miles away.
Islam will sign it.
Islam will sign it.
Huh.
Islam is silent.
Oh, it's certainly there. Yeah, I don't know what he means by it.
Yeah, I don't either.
And here he is again. I don't know what this one means either. He's a fraud.
Palestinian state as well.
But they never had any intention of not taking over the whole thing. From 1948 on, they have been systematically making life on the earth that is Palestine intolerable for the indigenous people.
I'm not going to play all the clip. It goes on for a while. Just the verse says, seek the therapy.
Seek the therapy.
I don't know. The Palestinian seek therapy? I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about there.
Mm.
All right, I want to play you a funny reversal. This is on Sarah Sanders. She's holding a press conference.
Were they caught off guard? Were they given a heads up in any way?
I think they should have been well aware that this is, again, something that the president's been shy about. He's been talking about this for quite some time. So if they were caught off guard, they just simply haven't been listening to what he's been saying and what he's been talking about and how he has promised to make good trade deals and make free, fair, and reciprocal trade in this country.
And here we've got laughter in reverse. It's ha-ha full of shit. Obviously, what she's saying forwards is not entirely true, and she's laughing. She's mocking.
Right. Well, you get that impression listening to her. She's really fronting and shilling for the job and the office and the man. She's doing her job. So, yeah, she might laugh at it, sure. Makes perfect sense.
All right, here we have Sarah Sanders again.
The president said today that he wasn't backing down, but in terms of the specifics of what it looks like, I'm not going to get into that right now because those things are being finalized.
This is need to get a gun.
Knitting in a gun.
I think she's talking about the North Korea talks and that Trump said, yes, I'll meet with him without preconditions or anything of the sort.
And the
immediate response in the White House was that, you know, he should have laid preconditions down. There was some strength in it. You need to get a gun would suggest maybe that we need some more teeth in this before he's going to go running off there, meeting with Kim.
Or maybe that's what this reversal is. Here's the next one.
I'm not going to say that we're not looking at every facet of this because we certainly are. It's been a very thoughtful and long process, but that is the focus of.
This and a gun. Well, a gun's certainly featuring in the reversals today, isn't it? It's It's on people's minds and psyche after the latest school shooting. Well, that's the only thing I can think of. It would make sense, of course, that that's what's on people's minds. All right, here is the next one.
I could continue with the list, but this should leave no doubt that President Trump is serious about taking care of our veterans. They sacrifice so much for us, and we must never let them down.
This is Trump on veterans, and she says, I don't feel the shit.
I don't feel the shit.
I wonder what she means by that. I don't feel the shit. She's separated from it. She's distancing herself. Taking a neutral, impartial stance, which is actually probably what she needs to do in her job, I would imagine. Right.
It's not an issue that she feels strongly about, I don't think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay, she's talking about a memo. I don't know what memo she's talking about. Is a forward.
Read the Democrats memo? You said he has seen it, but has he actually read?
He has, and I told you also that he had met with the Deputy Attorney General to discuss the differences yesterday.
And this one says, afraid it sucks.
Afraid it sucks.
Well, whatever the memo was.
That's the Democratic Party memo that they released, I think, and she's subconsciously saying that, well, play it again.
Okay, what, the forwards or the reverse?
The reverse.
Afraid it sucks.
for it. It sucks.
Yeah, they didn't like the memo, and Trump made it, tried to make it sound like it wasn't really any big surprise, as I recall. So, but in reality, they didn't like it.
Okay.
That's all that's right. My guess.
All right. Here's Sarah Sanders talking about the military.
The president is very proud of the United States military and all that they do on behalf of all of us. And we're simply exploring options. I think it's way too far speculation to start weighing in on, you know, whether or not we think certain things are appropriate when nothing has been decided. And it's literally in a brainstorming session.
This one says, if you honor the warning.
If you honor the warning.
Huh.
If you honor the warning,
I think.
If you honor the warning,
listen to the problems and the issues and fix it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On the military. Yeah, that makes total sense. And here we have here we have on the meeting with Kim Jong-un. There we go.
He is getting the opportunity to have the North Koreans actually denuclearize. Look, you have to remember, nothing is changing from the United States position. We're going to continue the maximum pressure campaign. We're going to.
This one says evil. It's our opinion.
Evil. It's our opinion.
Evil. It's our opinion.
Wait, wait.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe, let me hear that, please.
Sure.
Evil. It's our opinion.
No, no, that's not evil. It's people.
Yeah, I just heard people then too. I was just about to say that. Yeah, people. It's our opinion. Yes, you're quite right.
People.
No, yeah. She's saying people. That's our opinion. She's addressing the crowd from her subconscious mind.
That's right. Yeah. So here it is again.
People. It's our opinion.
People,
yeah, people, it's our
opinion. People, it's our
opinion. Yeah, just a nice, easy breezy reversal. All right. Now we have Senator Jeff Flake attacking Trump, calling media fake news.
It was a year which saw the White House enshrine alternative facts into the American lexicon.
He says, "The hell with us."
The hell with us.
Ha.
The hell with us.
Oh, that's funny.
The hell with us.
That is.
He's beating himself up. He's telling himself the hell with us.
Yeah.
And here he is again.
We are a mature democracy. It is past time to stop excusing or ignoring, or worse, endorsing these attacks on the truth.
The Mossad is in this ordinance.
The Mossad is in this ordinance.
Wow.
The Mossad is in this ordinance.
Wow.
Hmm.
The Mossad is in this ordinance.
What ordinance? The ordinance.
We have to have more context. Forward.
I know. Yeah, he's talking about fake news.
Right.
What's the Mossad manipulating media? Maybe.
I don't know. Are you all constantly? Nonstop. Well, remember, the one political party we have in this country is the AIPAC party. That's it. We don't have any more. That's it.
Okay, well, then that's what the reversal's all about then. Okay. All right, then we've got Senator Jeff Flake again.
So from the very beginning, our freedom has been predicated on truth. 2017 was a year which saw the truth, objective, empirical, evidence-based truth, more battered and abused than at any time in the history of our country.
They lost their way.
They lost their way.
They lost their way. They lost their way.
They lost their way.
Always amuses me to hear professional career politicians, even though I think he's not running again, talking about the truth. It's funny.
Well, look, I still got a few more. I want to get a couple of Stormy
Go ahead.
Daniels. We're running out of time. Here's Stormy Daniels coming out saying he had an affair with Trump.
All right, let's hear. I want to hear this.
Just completely made up about me.
Like what?
Like people are saying that I dated this person or that person, and I've never even met or heard of that person.
What do you think the biggest misconception about you is?
The big misconception is that I'm stupid, or that I'm greedy, or an opportunist, or an attention.
The reversal says I'm a loser.
Man, a loser.
Manonizer.
Oh, that's funny.
Manonizer.
I'm a loser.
I don't hear L.
Oh, you don't? Oh, what are you hearing?
News.
Okay. Oh, news.
I'm a newser. I'm a headline hound. I'm after the publicity, perhaps.
Good again.
Manonizer.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Manonizer.
Yep.
Manonizer.
Oh, anyway, there's the music, Jeff. Thank you.
No, that's good. If you have another one, I want to hear more.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I love these things. That Stormy came across perfectly. She's a newser. She's very photogenic. She knows how to talk and in interviews. She isn't stupid. And that fit. I'm a newser. Okay.
So here's the next one.
I honestly haven't seen the whole transcript.
You haven't?
No, I'm too scared to look at it.
And there for money.
There for honey.
There for honey.
Yeah.
There for honey.
Well, she wants money. Yeah, that's what she wants.
There is it there for money or there for money?
Whoa, okay, play it again.
National honey.
There for money.
She's there for money, yeah.
Yeah, she's there for money.
Well, of
yeah.
course, why not? What the hell, right?
Absolutely. Let me see, here's a teen school survivor, shooting survivor, talking about control.
Else here will fight for the rest of their lives to see sensible gun laws in this country and so that kids don't have to fear going back to school.
And this one says, have no grief with violence. Have no grief with violence.
Have no grief with violence.
Wow.
Have no grief with violence.
Is that David Hogg?
I don't know who that is. I don't know.
Oh, that's the poster boy that just happened to move to the high school 4 months before the shooting.
Yeah, we looked at his reversals last show, if you remember.
Yep. Yeah. He's if you listen to the way he speaks forward, he's odd. He's a weird kid. That's not a normal speech cadence. There's funny way he walks on his own syllables. Listen to him again, forward. Does this sound like a normal 16-year-old, 17-year-old high school kid?
Okay, here's the forward.
Here will fight for the rest of their lives to see sensible gun laws in this country and so that kids don't have to fear going back to school.
It's weird to me. It's strange. It's very much rehearsed. Nothing spontaneous in there that I heard.
That is true. Yes,
all right. Well, great. Great stuff. Good job, Naomi, as always. Thank you, David. That was really fun. Very interesting. Yeah. Very, very good stuff. All right.
Okay. All right. Speak to you soon.
Okay. Take care. Okay. All right. Back with more in just a few minutes. Hang on.